Moncrief on News Talk.
Now today, there's a very grateful and relieved family in Castlebar. Their 17-year-old goldfish, Merlin, has undergone surgery to save it from a tumour. What took place was quite a rare and intricate procedure, and the woman who carried it out is the vet, Emer O'Reilly. Good afternoon, Emer.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
So, describe what kind of a tumour poor old Merlin had.
So basically, Merlin presented to me about a month ago, and the owners had noticed a growth under his eye, but it had gotten so large that it was dangling down and stopping him from being able to see his food, so he'd actually stopped eating.
Oh, God. And so, as I understand it, removing the tumour is one thing, but keeping Merlin unconscious, was that a kind of a tricky process?
Yeah, so trying to remove the growth was fairly simple. We do things like that every day, but it was our first time at the clinic putting a goldfish under anaesthetic. So it is quite tricky. It involves several tanks or water baths, each one with a different concentration of anaesthetic through it and oxygen, and then moving Merlin between the baths to try and find the right depth of anaesthesia for the surgery.
Oh, gosh, right. And then, and so it was kind of slightly experimental in that sense as to, is this one strong enough and that one's maybe a bit too strong?
There's a lot of research actually done into a particular drug called alfaxolone being used in the water for fish anaesthesia. So the doses were exact, but just because it was our first time doing it, I suppose it was experimental in that way.
Yeah. And so how big is Merlin? Was it a very kind of fecky operation if he's quite small?
He is quite small. He's only a couple of inches in length. But I have got a further qualification in exotics animal practice, so I would be used to little gerbil surgeries and hamsters and things like that that are very tiny.
OK, so would you have had to wear big magnifying glasses or perform it that way?
We do have loops for the tiny, tiny surgeries. I didn't use them on this instance, but we do have those, yeah.
Yeah, and so did you manage to get rid of all of the tumour?
So we didn't, unfortunately. The base of the tumour was very large and it was very close to his eye. So we did what we call a debulk. So we removed the vast majority of it. We don't know if it will grow back again. We're hoping that Merlin will get a good bit of time and a good quality of life now after the procedure.
And so he'd be able to eat and kind of swim around as normally.
Yeah, so he was in his recovery bath for about 30 minutes after the surgery and he went home that evening and the owner reported that he was swimming around as normal, like nothing had happened,
okay.
Eating away.
All right, so he's back in Castlebar and it's all, you know, hopefully going to be hunky-dory for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Emer, thanks very much for talking to us today. That's Emer O'Reilly, who is a vet who carried out that operation.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.